Previously on Kevin's Cryptids.
All right, please, everybody, settle down. There's a lot to cover. Calm yourselves.
Welcome to Castle Sandwich, gentlemen. You and your friend will be posing as the other members of the Sandwich Men. We are going to be Cryptomundo's entertainment.
Oh, yes, what?
When the time comes to put Discovery on, we hit them with the recording of their goons murdering Lance.
Welcome to Cryptomundo.
What the hell?
Damn, Gorby's thought you could get one over on old Discovery, eh?
Get him in the van.
Overshung, assholes! Those two goons should be knocked out for a while, but I think it's best you guys leave town. Fast.
Ocean to Ocean has always fought for the truth. So what?
Well, I can get you some time with him. And if he likes you, he'll push you on the air. I will distract those Discovery assholes for as long as possible. Just zigzag your way to California to throw them off. I'll make a call in 2 weeks, so be on the coast by then.
My God, Kev. You weren't kidding. This is without a doubt the best Philly cheesesteak I've ever had.
What'd I tell you? This place is bomb.org.
I'm definitely leaving these guys a good Yelp review. I never took you for a food enthusiast.
Yeah, I'm not really. Heard about this joint on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. Just a huge Guy Fieri fan. Which brings me to why we're here.
Whoa, I thought we backtracked to Philadelphia to throw Discovery off our scent. Don't tell me we didn't have to drive halfway across this goddamn country just
to— Of course we did. We wouldn't even be safe if we made it to China. They got eyes everywhere. But that doesn't mean we can't indulge ourselves a little in the meantime. All truth and no play makes Kevin a dull boy.
Wait, Guy Fieri is here?
You bet your bleach goatee he is. Some of my inside sources told me that the godfather of gluttony himself is filming an episode of Triple D right in the outskirts of Philly. Hurry up and eat. We gotta be there in a couple hours, especially if I want to meet Guy and pitch him my show idea.
Show idea?
Taylor, my dream has always been to have my own Food Network show.
Wait, you said your dream was to expose the truth about cryptids.
Read between the lines, man. How many times do I have to tell you that?
Per usual, I assume I don't have a choice in the matter?
Don't assume, Taylor. It makes an ass out of you and your face.
Uncle Lou's Barbecue? This place is a dump.
Don't be stoops, Taylor. Guy would never go somewhere he didn't believe in. You should know that.
Look at this crowd. I've never seen so many flame print bowling shirts in my life. And is that guy over there drinking soy sauce straight from the spout? Oh my God, he is.
I tell ya, foodies are a different breed.
Then they should stop breeding. So, where is he?
Probably running late. That's so Guy of him.
Yeah. What's on the itinerary besides this?
Cryptids, baby. We're searching for the legendary old Yellow Top. Check my blog for the deets.
The first recorded sighting of the creature occurred in 1906 when some dude named Lorno and his pal J.A. McCauley sighted the creature while walking to work at the mines. Upon seeing the creature, they threw rocks at it, blah, blah, blah. This says Old Yellow Top's in Canada. What are we doing in Philadelphia?
Again, read between the lines, brah. Old Yellow Top is a mine dweller. After Alberta's Hillcrest mining disaster in 1912, a trail of sightings over the years, always near mines, shows a direct path to Philadelphia. Legend has it that Old Yellow Top is still searching for the family it lost during the Hillcrest mine collapse. There have been a couple witnesses, and they both report a large, shadowy figure with bright yellow hair warbling loudly.
Oh God, please don't warble right now.
Shut up.
Come on. Please stop this. Please stop. Are you trying to embarrass yourself in front of Guy Fieri?
Wait, do you smell that?
Ugh. Smells like I just wiped out in a wave of grease.
It's him, it's him. Oh my God, I'm so nervous. My heart is pounding.
What the hell? His convertible is being pulled by a tour bus. He doesn't even drive his own car.
Do kings drive their own chariots?
Do you hear what comes out of your mouth sometimes? The crowd's really building up.
Yeah. I haven't seen this many gynos since I went to a taping of Minute to Win It.
Gynos? His fans are called gynos? You can't be serious.
Oh, I'm super serious. If you're not a gyno, get the fuck out. Read the keychain, bro.
Okay, get it. He's out of my face, please.
Woo! We love you, guy! We're my gynos! Who wants some meatballs?
Oh, Mr. Fury, me! Me, please! Awesome! Hey, you want to split it, Tay?
Ugh, no.
You're lost.
You're not really going to eat that, are you? And it's gone.
Oh, he went inside. Guess I'll just have to catch him when he comes out. Just help me out for one sec. You be Guy, and I'll be Kevin. I'll pitch you my show idea, then you just give me your honest opinion. Okay, here it goes. Hello, Mr. Kevin. My name's Guy.
Fuck. Kevin, we've been out here for 4 hours. We should at least try some of this food.
Not yet.
Come on. I'm starving. Because somebody knocked the cheesesteak out of my hand after one bite this morning.
Couldn't have you filling up before the big event. I'll go inside. Hold tight.
All right. Log. June 16th. It's 7:45 p.m. Still on the run from Discovery Channel. California bound. Hard to believe we backtracked all the way from New Mexico to Philly so Kevin could meet a celebrity chef. But at least I don't think Discovery, or anyone for that matter, would think we'd be here right now. Kevin's obsessions take him to some really strange places, but with obsession comes commitment. And behind the veil, I'm starting to feel like he may know something we all don't.
All right, baby. Got the wheel. One of everything. And an ice-cold suicide to watch it down.
What, are you 10 years old?
No, fool. Would a 10-year-old mix all the sodas plus condiments?
I'm too hungry to even acknowledge that, so I'm just gonna eat these fries.
Well, no time to eat now. Looks like they're just about to wrap up shooting. And all the gynos have cleared out. This is our perfect opportunity.
So I said, listen, bitch, you ever give me a Coke Zero again and I'll cut your titty off!
Ooh, Mr. Fury. I'm Kevin, big fan.
Back at ya, bud. Thanks.
And this is my best friend, Taylor.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Word up, pal!
Well, I just wanted to talk to you about this show idea that I have.
Sorry, dude ham. No time for...
Please. I just need 5 minutes of your time. I'm seriously your biggest fan.
Okay. 5 minutes. I got a roasting pig up there in my tour bus hankering for a basting.
OMG. That sounds amazing. I absolutely love roasted.
Get to the point! 4 minutes!
Oh, okay. Well, I'm a professional cryptid hunter, but my dream has always been to have...
Kid! Now what the hell is a cryptid?
Well, they're actually creatures that have yet to be discovered. Ones that have only been sighted.
Shut the front door! Like a unicorn?
Unicorns have never been sighted.
Says you, brother! I tasted one once.
More along the lines of a Sasquatch, a Mothman, or a Momo.
Oh my god, behind you! It's a Sasquatch!
Where?
My bad. Must have been a fat chick.
Oh, ugh. Anyways, ever since I could remember, I've wanted my own Food Network show.
Over there! Bigfoot!
Huh?
Kevin, stop falling for that. There's nothing. You just keep stealing your french fries when your back's turned.
Okay, well, Guy, here's my show idea. Check it. It's called Guy's Code. It'd be like me and you hanging out. You know, you cooking, me cracking wise, making jokes, trying everything that you make.
Not interested.
But...
No thanks. Time's up. Time to retire to the old tour bus. Fucking weirdos.
Guy, what a crack up.
Wait, what are you talking about? He's a total douchebag.
Oh, come on. He probably gets bombarded by pitches all the time. It's just a shame I didn't get to show him my logo ideas.
Look, I wouldn't worry about it, man. I don't think that grease boss has too many years left anyways.
Fuck it. This might be my only opportunity.
Sir, I'm gonna have to ask for you to step away from the bus.
Guy! Hey, Guy!
Sir, you need to step away.
Guy.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You really care about this, huh?
You don't even know.
Hold on, I'll be right back. Tell Mr. Fieri that the Snackle is here to see him. He'll know what that means.
Sir, some guy named the Snackle is here?
What? Let him in!
My apologies. Please, come in.
I thought so. Hey, Kevin. You coming?
How did you... Wait. What's going on?
I'll explain inside.
Welcome to Flavortown, boys!
What the fuck?
I think I just shit myself.
Welcome aboard the Fieri Ferry! Everything you see in this bus is edible. From the brownie benches to the bunks of gratin. We got pillows of pancakes, bookshelves of Bavarian pretzels, cookie cabinets, onion ring awnings, and in the back, a Jack Daniel's sauce jacuzzi. It's drained right now. I had a little accident in there, but everything else is money.
This is the absolute strangest...
greatest thing that I have ever seen.
Have a seat, gentlemen.
Whoa. Even the cushions are made of pound cake.
Here, enjoy these complimentary goodie bags.
Awesome. Custom Guy Fieri Oakleys. These are going on the back of my head pronto. And a hair bleaching kit? Man, this might be the best day of my life.
So, you are the infamous Snackle, right in front of me this whole time?
Yes, I am the Snackle.
What? No, you're not the Snackle. Why would you say that? I'm sorry, Mr. Fieri. He's clearly delusional.
Not the Snackle, huh? Guy's Sushi Barn. This would be Jiro's nightmare of sushi. Not even the donkey sauce mochi could salvage my palate after the spicy tuna pot pie. This place will have you crying for your edamame. You won't sashimi there again. One star.
It is you.
You know your single bad Yelp review of my flagship restaurant turned the customers against me, and I had to shut it down.
Why would you do that, Taylor?
I can't help it if my followers think my reviews are useful, cool, and funny. I was just preaching the truth, Kev.
Respect. Mm. The sear on this armrest is perfect, by the way.
Well, I'm not mad, bud. I just want to cut a little deal.
Oh, yeah? What kind of deal?
I got a restaurant opening and I just need a positive review after the whole cat meat scandal. I know what kind of influence you have.
That's not how I work. I have a code.
Come on, Deuteroni. Don't you want your pal over here to have his dreams come true?
Whoa. Hold up a minute, Guy. Is this rosemary on the headrest? Also, if there's one thing I stand for, that's truth. So if that's the only way I can get Guy's code on the air, then thanks, but no thanks.
Okay, now I'm getting hangry. Listen, you freaks. I'm the Sultan of Salami, the King of Cashews, the Colossus of Trout. Guy freaking Fieri. You mess with these bleach tips, you're gonna feel my wrath.
Yeah, okay, Deuteroni. Try not to have a heart attack.
I think you better get out before I eat you out.
Good luck with your new restaurant, Guy. I'm sure my review will be 5 stars.
So, is that a no on the show then?
Yeah, no! And leave the lounging seatbelt behind, pal!
Oh, no, I brought this one with me.
Sorry, man. I know you really wanted your show.
Who are we without our code? We'd be no better than those corporate monkeys at Discovery. I'm glad to have you on my side.
So, what about old Yellowtop?
I like your devotion. But we got bigger fish to fry, my friend. We gotta book it to California. Lady Vengeance is waiting.
Let's do this.
Man, I'm stuffed. You still hungry? You didn't even touch your lamb seatbelt.
You know, I lost my appetite.
Next time on Kevin's Cryptids.
Well, now we're down to pocket change.
Crypto Classifieds. For jobs, services, and personals.
Around these parts, we call him Chaska McNasty. Chaska has a bounty of $1,000 on his head, dead or alive.
Oh, wake up and smell the fluffernutter, Taylor. You gotta prove that you have what it takes.
Hey, let me go, asshole.
I'm gonna split your ass in two, boy.
Now that's what I call a lemon party. Check out kevinscryptids.com for more information on the episode you just heard. And help us build the Kev Army by telling a friend. Don't forget to leave us a review, ya bish.